Rachel Pendergraft is the daughter of Tom Robb, longtime leader of the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan in Boone County, Arkansas. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, Pendergraft, who is a national organizer, is carrying forward an Arkansas tradition of women leadership in an otherwise male-dominated sect.
Several children huddle under a massive oak tree on the Harrisontown Square, pretending to burn something.
Okay, I need to light the fire up.
Their parents stand a few feet away with 60 other Ku Klux Klan members holding placards protesting a Harrison Pride Parade. The air vibrates with chants and counter-chants. Klan members flank the flamboyant parade for several blocks to a local park where the annual Pride Festival is staged. Protesters are barred from the gated event, so take up positions around the perimeter, holding vigil for several hours in the hot summer sun. Thomas Robb is director of the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan, a faction headquartered in Zinc, Arkansas. He says the Pride event is an abomination.
It brings destruction to the family, so whether it be a sodomy or whether it be miscegenation, we feel that both of those are or bring danger to the existence of our family and the existence of white people, and they bring about white genocide.
Robb is here with his daughter, Rachel Pendergraft, national organizer of the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan.
And I'm a mom and a grandma with 8 grandchildren.
All 8 grandchildren are here, standing vigil as well. Pendergraft allows it because she grew up inside the Knights Party, which she insists is not a hate group.
Because I do speak for family values. I'm not a feminist, but I'm not out there telling women to get back in the kitchen either. And our organization has always been, I think, very progressive and forward-thinking.
The Ku Klux Klan originated as a men's-only vigilante group in 1866 to intimidate non-white Protestants through terror and lynchings. Mostly emancipated African Americans who were beginning to organize politically. But Rachel Pendergraft is carrying forward a little known Arkansas tradition, says Arkansas historian Guy Lancaster.
What a lot of people don't know is that Little Rock was the national headquarters of the women of the Ku Klux Klan.
Dr. Guy Lancaster, editor of the Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture, has a PhD in heritage studies from Arkansas State University. He's also a lead author on racial violence and racism in Arkansas. He says the Arkansas Women's Klan caught fire.
Just 5 months after its founding in June 1923, it had chapters in all 48 states and a membership of 250,000 women.
Lancaster says the women's KKK movement emerged in lockstep with the prohibition movement.
In the South in particular, women temperance activists painted black men's access to liquor as a particular threat to their virtue. They used the black beast rapist myth that was employed to justify lynchings all across the South.
Like the men's Klan, Lancaster says, the women's Klan denounced immigrants, Catholicism, Judaism, race mixing, and shared a propensity for internal corruption and scandal.
Leadership of the organization had spent tens of thousands of dollars in organizational funds for their own use. Like the main Klan, the women's KKK was in very steep decline by the 1930s and eventually fizzled out of existence.
Klan organizer Rachel Pendergraft says it's time for women to step up again. White nationalists, she says, must quell violent rhetoric to attract more women to the cause, who in turn will recruit more youth.
You teach a man how to hunt, how to use a gun, he knows how to hunt, he knows how to use a gun. You teach a woman how to hunt, how to use a gun, how to defend a family, all her kids are going to know the same thing.
Pendergraft says in the end, it's not the movement that's going to save the family. It will be white nationalist families who will carry the agenda forward. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.